There's about 2 months left in the legislative session, and a number of issues are still on the agenda. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, it's uncertain how many of them will actually become law.
Governor Cuomo, who failed to achieve a number of progressive items over the last 2 years, including public campaign finance reform and a Women's Equality Act, told the Democratic Rural Conference that he'll try to get them passed in the state legislature in the next 8 weeks, before the session ends in June.
We are trying to get the Women's Equality Act passed.
Cuomo told the upstate Democrats that if he can't make progress, he'll take the measures to the campaign trail.
Remember, my friends, where the legislative session ends, the campaign dialogue begins. Okay?
The items have support in the Democratic-led state assembly, but they're stalled in the state Senate. Republicans, who rule the Senate with a group of breakaway Democrats, oppose public campaign finance. They also are against a provision in the Women's Equality Act that codifies the abortion rights in Roe v. Wade. And they've already voted against another bill known as the DREAM Act, which would provide aid for college students who are undocumented immigrants. The leader of the independent Democrats in the Senate ruling coalition, Senator Jeff Klein, agrees that the legislature has a lot of unfinished business, including campaign finance reform. He says a limited measure that would only apply to the state controller's race is not enough.
I think we can do better than just a controller-only public matching program. I'm hopeful we can get something done for other statewide elected officials as well as the legislature before the end of session.
But Senator Klein says he would not consider regrouping with the rest of the Senate Democrats instead of the Republicans to get the other items passed. In his speech to the Democrats, Cuomo blamed lawmakers for the failure to win public campaign financing in the budget, but the governor recently told the publication Crain's New York Business that it was the labor unions who are also to blame. Cuomo told the paper that Senate Republicans wanted unions to refrain from outside expenditure spending in campaigns, which includes super PACs, in exchange for an agreement on a publicly funded matching small donor program. Senator Klein agrees that public campaign financing may not be labor's biggest priority.
This is not something that resonates with everyone, unfortunately. This is not something that voters or labor unions think this is the most important thing we need to do. I disagree.
Karen Scharf is with the Working Families Party, which is led by reform activists and union leaders, and is considering running an opposition candidate to Cuomo. She says a request that the unions refrain from spending money on campaigns when there are no restrictions on big business would not work.
It makes no sense. I mean, why would the governor ask labor to voluntarily disarm while leaving big business interests free to spend unlimited amounts on behalf of their candidates? The fact is that with the Supreme Court decisions, any group can use independent expenditures to influence any election for any candidate, and that's going to happen regardless of whether we have public funding or not.
Some have interpreted Cuomo's remarks as a divide-and-conquer strategy, an attempt to split labor unions from the government reform groups. Scharf says she views the comments merely as a distraction from the failure to get the bill passed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.